All right, let's get into gardening talk back. And Judy, you're giving us a bit of a laugh there because you heard Scott's name in the intro.
Well, yes, and, you know, well, okay, we won't comment on it, Mark.
Well, see,
I don't think we will.
Well, see, here's the thing. He can be the gardening guru, but you always get introduced as an hour of gardening greatness. You bring that wealth, that depth of experience and knowledge. So you've got the knowledge. You don't need to ask me any questions, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the fun, Mark. I was going to talk about, you know, looking after your indoors and not your outdoors with the weather we've had.
Okay.
Good topic. And then lawns. They're a bit of a problem at the moment.
They're always a problem. The fact that you have to do them is a problem, Judy.
And I also thought, look, we'll talk about gardenias and they've got a few problems at the moment, including mine. And then I thought we might talk about potted plants that are out in the heat.
Gardening Talkback is the name of the game. Our gardening specialist, Judy Sharp, is here. And good afternoon, Drew from Shortland. You're up with Judy now. Drew, what's happening?
Hello, Judy. Hello. I've got a little problem with a Corymbia ficifolia. I bought it just before Christmas, and I've taken it out of the pot and put it in the ground, and it seems not to be doing so well.
Drew, tell me, was it a grafted one?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, because it was quite large.
Oh, well, it might have been. Could I ask, was it very expensive?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, it mightn't be a graft then. So when you planted it, you didn't disturb the roots, did you?
No. So me and my wife, we put it in some native soil and soaked it in some sea salt right before we put it in the ground.
Right.
We dug a hole that was probably about twice the size of the pot that it was in, so it could have plenty of room to grow in. But a few days later, it just started, some of the leaves turned brown, and yeah.
Sorry, Drew, too many questions for you today. Did you buy it and it was inside undercover?
It was out in the sun.
Okay, yep. That's fine. Now, I'm a bit concerned when you said about the sea salt, did you cover all the roots in the sea salt, water all over the roots, did you?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, look, I think part of the problem could be that. It might have not liked all that treatment, that good treatment. Yeah. But I was going to talk about the heat. And I've got a Sasanqua camellia in a big tub right outside my window, and I keep watering it and watering it and watering it. And I went out the other day and one side of it was totally burnt off. Now, it's been out there for years, but I suspect it's the kind of weather we've been having. And maybe that's what's happened to you. Look, all you can do, Drew, is keep the water up to it. I mean, well and truly, if we're going to get a storm, according to Mark, but, you know, he could be wrong, of course.
According to the Bureau, no. Just the conduit, just the messenger, Judy.
And if that's the case, you know, but don't rely on the rain because, you know, you might, if it's got a big root system and it sounds like it might have and you've dug a fairly big hole, I think you might need to go out and really let the hose dribble on it for some time.
Yeah, it sounds good. And that is, like, this heat that we've been having is most of the reason why we put it in the ground, because just in the pot that it was in was just, it was ridiculously hot for plants.
Right, okay. So do you think it had been well watered before you bought it?
Well, I'd assume so, because it looked like it was about to flower, but then all the little gum nuts started falling off.
Well, you know, actually, Drew, you probably shouldn't have replanted it when it was about to flower. But anyway, look, let's keep everything crossed, shall we? Plenty of water, no more fertiliser or any sea salt. Just keep giving it a regular drink, soaking it up.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Judy.
That's okay. And please give us a ring back and let us know if it survived.
Yeah, we'd love to know about that, Drew, down the track and see if some of Judy's advice paid off. I'm sure it will. And for the record, Judy, yes, we are expecting some thunderstorm activity. A lot of those heavy clouds coming up from Gosford and the Central Coast now, a little bit from the Upper Hunter as well. So I really hope that by 1 o'clock when you have to leave, you get back in the car safely before the rain hits.
Oh, it's that bad, is it?
Well, there's a lot of it on the way.
Well, why don't I stay here with you all afternoon and do the afternoon programs?
Great. That's amazing. Excellent. Judy Sharp will be on till 4 o'clock, everybody. Gardening Talkback, of course, we present an hour of gardening greatness with Judy Sharp, and she's ready to take on some more callers. G'day, Sandy at Western. Your passion fruit vine is a little bit sick. What's happening, Sandy?
Oh, it's not going real good at all.
Sandy, no. I suspect. Judy? What do you think, darling? Do you think it's down to the heat?
I do. Yep. Up the top of our little garden shed, the leaves are burnt as.
Yeah.
I did do what Drew did bit before Christmas, and I put a bit of sea salt on it, thinking I was doing the right thing. And I did read where it doesn't like a lot of water, and we had that bit of rain. So I'm not sure whether to pull it out, just let it go and let it do its thing or what.
Sandy, how long had it been in?
A couple of years.
Sorry?
About 2 years,
Judy. Oh, 2 years, right, okay.
And healthy as, and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you told me it went up over the garden shed, was that a tin shed?
Yes, it is.
Well, that would have been hot, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it had the colour bond.
Oh,
I think we've identified the source of the problem there, Sandy.
Oh, I Sandy. So.
Oh, yeah. Look, don't cut it back. Don't be too drastic at the moment.
Okay.
Because, you know, hopefully we're getting a weather break, according to Mark. He is a weather guru. Did you know that?
No, he's not. He reads the information. You see what Judy's trying to do there? See, if her plan doesn't work, she's got someone to blame.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Definitely. Sandy, look, I'd try and keep the water up to it. I mean, I don't know what you're scheduled to get today at Western, but you get very dry days when we've got the coast. So, honestly... At the moment, I'd be watering out in my garden every day.
Okay.
Yep. So if you think you've been neglectful, you don't have to tell us, but you know what to do. Go out and get the hose out if you're not raining up there.
Do you think I should, I can't do anything with it now, Judy, in the respect of training it to go somewhere else.
No, you couldn't.
I think that the tin roof has probably been the problem.
Yeah, but you know what you could do? You might go out and put a whole heap of peat moss around it to keep the root system nice and moist.
Yep. No, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a shame. It's got beautiful fruit on it, Judy.
You know what else is going to sound good, Sandy? Once you take up some of Judy's recommendations and those passion fruits start flying, we would love to taste them.
Yes, definitely.
I'll bring a basket down. Yes.
We're holding you to it, Sandy. We're holding you to it.
But, Sandy, also keep in mind, they don't have a long life spell, Mark. Passion fruits die. Yeah, no, they don't have a long life spell, you know.
They don't last long at my place. Very short lifespan, I've got to say.
About 3 years, Sandy. So, weather the storm this time and just see if you can keep it going. But definitely something around the roots to keep it more moist.
Moist. Thank you so much, Judy.
Hope
Thank
that helps
so much.
You, Sandy.
All right, best of luck, Sandy, as we continue along now. G'day, Jan at Macquarie Hills. Now, you have a mandarin problem, so I'm going to say the same thing as we said to our last caller. Once Judy fixes you up, can we get some of those, please?
Right. They're just dropping off the tree. They only just start to... They're only about the size of a small plum, and they just keep dropping off and dropping off. They just sort of just start to turn yellow and they drop off.
Right, okay. Jan, look, I'm sure everyone's got a common problem today, Mark. Jan, were you counting on the weather, you know, to water it, or have you been religiously watering?
No, there's a drip system every morning that goes on.
Right, a watering system. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, but at the moment, as I said earlier, I've been watering my garden every day by hand, and honestly, I could probably go out twice a day, Jan, and water again.
Oh, right.
So if your watering system's only coming on in the morning, well, then the garden's then facing the heat. And if it doesn't come on a second time, well, you know, you could have problems. But I think if you, well, we're going to get rain today, so let's see if it picks up after that. But it's a shame about the mandarins that have fallen on the ground there, Mark.
Yes, because it's nearly every day you go out, there's at least four on the ground.
Yeah, that's why. They're just struggling to hold the fruit on.
Oh, righty-o.
A simple solution to that, Jan, unfortunately, but maybe it's going to improve after today.
Righty, Ivan. Thank you.
Good luck with that, Jan.
Best of luck, Jan. 49216216. If you would like your Judy Sharp to tackle your gut, and we're into the fruit salad today by the sound of things,
Jude. Yes, we are, because that's the time of year, and of course, they're not getting enough water, unfortunately,
Yeah, all right, a key problem. But this afternoon, probably weather's going to be a bit ordinary, so we would like to focus on our indoor plants right about now, and something we can do for them.
And we should, Mark, shouldn't we? Because obviously we've been focusing on outdoors, but the indoors, don't forget it's hot inside too, unless you've got your aircon pumping all the time.
True.
Now, I have a method with my maidenhair, and I wish I'd have brought a photo in to show you today.
Oh, there's always next time. You'll be here again. Oh,
it's magnificent. I'm bragging here, but it is wonderful. And I have told the listeners all through last year, what they need to do is water their maidenhair every second day. And then on the next day, they've got to get a spray bottle and spray all the leaves. Because you know, of course, that maidenhair have very fine, soft leaves, so they can't hold the moisture in them.
I was waiting for you to just. I thought you were going to ask me something really in depth there, but you didn't. You pulled up at the last minute, which is great, Judy.
Yeah, well, you know that you know what they look like. Yeah. They're delicate little creatures. Mm-hmm. They're like you, perhaps. You know, delicate.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Get your
on
glasses
there.
Checked, I think, Judy. That's what we need to do.
Well, these are only new ones, but anyway. Okay, so it's time to assess your houseplants. You know, it's so miserable outside. Apart from the fact everyone seems to be lacking water on their gardens at the moment. But I think look around and try Madonna lilies. They're very hardy inside. They like watering, but, you know, they do flower regularly. And the maidenhair, I'd like to see them sprayed every second day. So that's just a few little hints about inside today.
All right. I'll throw a couple of things at you, and maybe these things make little to no difference. Very humid over the last few days. Does that make much of a difference to how our plants are reacting? And with the air conditioning, like you said, you may have the air conditioning on a lot to make it less hot. Does air conditioning play any other role with plants negatively?
Yeah, of course. It would dry them out.
Yeah.
It would dry them out. But, you know, you've only got to look at your plants and you can see if they're drooping inside and you're there with them all the time.
Take a pill for that. but it's actually something you were saying to me before we came back on too about a particular, it was a lime tree, I think it was, and just by adding some water to it that wasn't, that was lacking some water, within just a couple of hours you saw a difference.
Oh, yes. Look, most citrus are grafted, Mark, so it was a nice little grafted one. I've only had it in a few months and it was looking so happy and it actually had little babies on it. And I was surprised and I thought, oh, well, you're doing the right thing here, Jude. So I went out a couple of days ago and it was drooping, absolutely drooping. You know, when you feel hot and bothered and you're drooping around the place, this little lime just looked like that, one arm up and one arm down. It was so sad. So I thought, it couldn't be water. It couldn't be water because I've had that sprinkler on. But see, that's a big mistake, isn't it? Because it was newly planted, so its roots were coming out of the root ball looking for water. So that's a hint we should have given a lot of our listeners today. It takes a while for the root system to get developed.
Yeah, so it's in that growing phase. It's kind of like a person when we're growing. Yeah. You sort of need that.
Yeah.
We need our fuel and the plants need water above above anything else.
Yeah, so I did stand there with the hose and give it a really good soaking. And the next day, boom, the arms were up again. The little branches, they were just so lovely, waving in the breeze. So there you go. So it does work, Mark.
While we wait for some more callers, a couple coming through now, 49216216 for Judy Sharp. Next on your list, Judy, so I don't want to let us go through without covering some of those topics today.
Okay, rightio. Next on our list is our lawns. Now, Mark, at this time of year, there's a regular pest, and you'd know what
that
is.
Yeah, the lawn is the pest. Not a fan of that.
No, it's the army grub, remember?
Yeah.
You get a million phone calls about army grub
we
at
do.
This time of year, yeah. And we're not getting them, so no one's got army grub. Mm-hmm. I haven't got it, so I don't know why they're leaving us alone this year. But after the mowing, after you mow your lawn, and mine got mown yesterday, it is very essential at the moment that you do put your sprinkler on after you mow or water by hand, whichever, you know, mm-hmm. you
yep.
decide to do. We're not on any water restrictions at the moment, so you can probably put your sprinkler on. We might get phone calls about this one.
Well, now, for those, I suppose you're either a lawn person or you're not, and I know I'm not, but I'm thinking, oh, I'm hearing that, and I'm thinking, oh, hang on, that's just going to make it grow quicker, and then I'll have to be back out with a lawnmower again.
Well, that's a very sensible question there, Mark, because that is what happened to me. So then I had to employ Simon Sharp 2 weeks in a row.
Was he happy about that?
Of course.
I'm sure he had a couple of nice salad sandwiches made for him at the other end.
Well, you know, there could be more compensation, but we won't go into that, will
Fair
we?
Fair enough, no. Good times and great music at 2NURFM 103.7. Only a couple of minutes left if you have a question for Judy Sharp today. Judy, we are in an hour of gardening greatness, but you knew that because you do bring that to us every, well, most weeks.
I know, I wasn't here last week,
no,
but I'm here this week.
Most weeks.
Okay.
Look, something, maybe something short on your list there that
okay.
we can cross off that list right now.
And a very important short, gardenias have sooty mould. Mine have scale and sooty mould on my drive. Okay, so what are we going to do if you've got sooty mould? It's a nasty thing. And you know how you recognise it, Mark, because the ants go up and down the branches to eat the scale.
Uh-huh. So that's your giveaway.
Yeah, and they carry the sooty mould on their little feet. Anyway, you spray with malathon and white oil. Malathon and white oil mixed together, and then you follow it up with a spray of copper oxychloride that gets rid of the sooty mould. Is that too technical?
That's fine. So if you're seeing the sooty mould or at least the ants going up and down, get onto that immediately.
Yeah, definitely, because otherwise it'll only increase in this heat.
Beth from Corlette gave us a call and she had to jump off the phone, but she has a question for us, Judy, in around icebergs. That's like the roses?
Roses, yes.
Hey, I'm learning things.
Yeah.
Apparently she has some stunted growth with those. So how can we help out Beth in that regard?
She's got stunted growth.
The iceberg roses have,
oh,
yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that perhaps is mainly she's not pruning at the right time. And also, too, I wonder if she's keeping the water up. The other thing is a lot of people fertilise roses and they don't water it in after, so that could be a problem as well. But stunted growth, you know, really, it'd be better to talk to Beth, I think.
Okay.
She might be able to give me more clues as why they're stunted. She could have insects on it. She could have scale all over it. There's so many problems, but roses, particularly icebergs, they're winners. They don't get much wrong with them, Mark.
Okay. You did mention they're not pruning at the right time. What would be the right time to do that?
Well, of course, you prune in July if you're in a warmer area of the Hunter Valley. Otherwise, you prune in August. But I would say at Corlette, you'd prune in July, mainly about the end of July, and you've got to feed. You have to give them poultry manure, then followed 3 weeks later by a handful of rose food. So, you know, it is fairly, you know, you must do that kind of thing. And then, of course, when you get to about January and they're not flowering as much, you can give them another light prune about early February, late January.
All right. So, keep going.
And you give fertiliser again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so same story, poultry manure followed by, yeah.
Yep.
Poultry manure followed by rose food, handful, 3 weeks later. But there's another wonderful product that I think is fabulous. It's called sudden impact. So if you're a bit lazy in the garden, and I don't know about Beth, she may not have fertilised, but she may have, sudden impact, Beth, if you're not prone to throwing the poultry manure around, try the sudden impact. And amazingly, Mark, it's also very good for citrus trees.
There we go. So you've got some other citrus, Beth, as well. You get double bang for your buck there. All right, hopefully that has helped you out. If not, maybe give Judy a call in a couple of weeks. All right, time for just two more. Carl from Taree, you're next up with Judy today. And Carl, your fig tree is sporting some caterpillars. What's going on, Carl?
Hello, yes, Carl. Hi. I've got a little, I believe it's a sandpaper leaf fig, they're called.
Sandpaper leaf. Oh, so it's an edible fig, is it?
Not. It hasn't even had fruit yet on it. I had it for a number of years, but it naturally grown. And outside my doorstep.
Carl, can you tell me, is it a big broad leaf or are they small leaves?
They're small leaf and it's only grown to about 2.5 metres in 8 years or so.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's an ornamental fig. So that's not as much concern. So all you need to do, Carl, is just get something like a Slayave to spray on them or a pyrethrum spray.
Yeah, I tried oil-based environmentally friendly thing. That didn't work. Then I used the pyrethrum spray. That sort of did something, but limited.
Right.
Sort of it looks like you've got to do it almost every second day or so.
Carl, I'd spray that down into the soil because obviously they're hanging out down in the soil and coming up to eat when you're not getting it on there. So try spraying the soil as well. But I find the pyrethrum spray generally gets rid of all caterpillars, to be honest.
Ah, good stuff. Yeah, yeah. I haven't tried the soil itself, only the leaves.
Yeah, the other thing you could do, Carl, get some Malathon and mix that up and spray it with that. That's a little bit more deadly.
Ah, okay. Terrific.
Okay. Malathon. Thank you, Carl, for the call.
All right, Carl, best of luck with everything. And our last call for today, we're heading to Lower Belford. Good afternoon, John. Your claret ash tree is having some dramas. What's going on, John?
Hello, John.
G'day, Judy. Judy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. I rang some time ago about this claret ash tree. Oh, there's a lot of them, but I'm getting a lot of suckers from the bottom. And I wondered if there was something that I could spray on it. When I cut the shoots off, they wouldn't reshoot. I spoke to Scotty, and he gave me the name of some stuff, but I forgot what it was. I didn't write it down.
Okay, rightio. It's like a tar base. It's a tar base, and you paint it on or you can spray it on. And it's in a red and white tin or bottle.
Red and white tin?
Yep. And it's like a tar, and it will definitely seal it and stop them suckering again.
Okay. Can you give me the name of it? Tar what?
Sorry?
What was the name of it again?
The name of it is, and now I'm stumped now, you've asked me, but it's a tar base, and it's in a red and white can or a red and white bottle.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had to answer this one for a long, long time, but that's the one Scott would have recommended to you. But, John, if your number's on, we've got your phone number, so I'm going to give you a ring after we get off air, and I'll qualify that for you because I don't like to let you down, John.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
It was probably my fault in the first place because I didn't write it down, I forgot it.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you as soon as I get off air.
All right, best of luck with everything, John. And, Judy, there's a lesson for us. As someone once told me, you don't ever have to remember to do anything except that one thing, and that's write it down.
And write it down.
Yeah.
And I make notes all the time when I'm on the telephone talking to people.
Look, I see you've got your notebook in and it's just full of notes and
it
bits
is.
And pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's that? Page 3, questions to trap Mark on. Yes, you did it a couple of times. All right, Judy, appreciate your insight and I think you might be back with us next week.
Yeah, definitely. If you have me.
We will have you, Judy. Another hour of gardening greatness next week with Gardening Talk back and Greg back with you next week as well.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.